Faces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Center for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
This is Bird Note. When climate scientist Sophia Barboza was living in New York City, she found it challenging to connect with the outdoors the same way she had growing up in Pennsylvania.
But luckily, I was living like a 10-minute walk from Central Park and a 10-minute walk from Morningside Park. So that was like really my refuge. And so what I saw really was like birds, ducks or geese. There were these ducks that would come like sit in the grass and like cuddle together. And I would just like sit there and observe. And it just brought me so much peace amidst the bustle of the city. That's kind of when I started appreciating birds a bit more.
When she later returned to live in Pennsylvania, Sophia brought her new awareness of birds with her.
I'm just like having an ear for them more now. Instead of like, oh, birds are singing, I feel like I can hear that there's like different species. I think before I never really gave it too much attention. So I've been really enjoying that. And also like learning about the psychological benefits of it, that birds sing when there aren't predators around. So we've learned that creates like a peaceful and safe feeling for humans as well.
It's Latino Conservation Week. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jonice Franklin.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
wandering rhythms here in the Beaver State. That's right. We are in Oregon, just down the coast from Vancouver. Actually, really, really close to Vancouver, Washington. Yes, Oregon. Oregon. So we now have an hour of music from this fabulous West Coast state in the U.S. And we started off with a band called Grails right there. Grails with the song Sad and Illegal, which came out last year from their record Anches and Mat, which is the name of a Egyptian deity, it seems. And yes, Grails have been running for over 20 years now. That was their first record in about 5 years. And in their own words, the new album is an improbable blend of melted 80s softcore and daytime soap opera soundtracks, cosmic minimalism, aching westerns, melancholy electronic pulses, and massive soul disco strings. So just your typical Oregonian music. Yes, Grails, just to show you that this is not going to be your typical hour of music, and trying to find the more obscure projects, bands that you probably haven't heard, but we'll hear a few familiar sounds as well. And by the way, Oregon, a state, well, of about 4 million people only, but very potent musicality in Oregon. And many of these bands are from Portland, but we're going to hear some small town bands as well. Although first, we're going to hear perhaps the most famous band, Sleater-Kinney here, who have been active since 1994, actually took a 10-year hiatus in the early 2000s, but are now back and full of energy, just as a duo now, featuring founding guitarist and vocalist Carrie Brownstein, who stars opposite Fred Armisen in Portlandia, a very famous, often memed TV show about Portland and basically Pacific Northwest in general, hipster culture and all the wackiness it entails. So we're going to hear next from their new record, Little Rope. This is Hell by Sleater-Kinney on Wandering Rhythms Radio. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
bloody knuckles, empty hands. You wanna fight, but all you ever had is desperation. Breathe it in and spit it out. You count the time and roll in clouds and bruises and in other painful things. So when the storm comes crashing down, the kind your mama cried about, you find familiar comfort in the rain. Battling a thousand walls, you wanna climb, but all you ever saw is this.
Wandering Rhythms Radio here in Oregon. And we just heard three brand new all-female acts right there. The last was solo artist Anna Tivel, T-I-V-E-L, the song Desperation, from her new record Living Thing, which is her sixth. So yes, out of the city of Portland, a little smaller than Vancouver, BC here, but yes, full of great music. And before Anna Tivel, we heard from a duo called Shady Cove. We heard the song Mirrors from their album Part 2, also just came out the end of this summer. And before that, we started off with the most famous and perhaps one of the best known bands, which actually started in Olympia, Washington in the mid-90s, but then quickly moved down to Portland, Oregon. So yes, Sleater Kinney, which is, if you've ever taken the I-5 down through Washington State by Olympia, you'll see the exit for Sleater Kinney. So they named it after a road from their hometown. And yes, we heard the song Hell from the album Little Rope, which also just came out earlier this year. So yes, that was all Portland music. And next we'll hear a band from the small and charming ancient city of Astoria, right up in the north of Oregon on the Washington border, home to the Oregon Film Museum where they shot the movie Goonies. And yeah, it is actually the oldest city in the state, from 1811. So this band, really quick and dirty punk music. This is a band called The Dumpies with the song Big on Wandering Rhythms.
just easy.